I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Michelle Nichon of Wholesome Wave and the Dressing Room Restaurant. Michelle, we're wondering, how have you and your community been holding up post Superstorm Sandy?
Well, you know, it's been pretty amazing. Everyone's doing fine. I mean, the good news is that within both the Wholesome Wave team and the Dressing Room team, nobody suffered any injuries, but we have a wide spectrum of just really great stories of people dealing with the power outages, you know, the flooding in Brooklyn. I mean, at Dressing Room, you know, and at Wholesome Wave, both we have team members from Brooklyn, and you know, one our sous chef from Dressing Room carried his aunt down, who's wheelchair ridden, down 9 floors of stairs to get to his cousins, who came from upstate New Jersey, to get them to upstate New Jersey, where there was no power, but at least there wasn't any flooding, and still has been able to make it into the restaurant and you know, help keep things going at the restaurant. So there are just a range of stories of how everybody's just really moved forward and dealt with this storm, regardless of the inconveniences, to really just show what great human beings they are. So kudos to everybody. I haven't met anybody who outside of some frustration, hasn't done a great job of really handling the terrible inconvenience that this thing has caused.
Wow, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that your team made it through. Now, at Wholesome Wave, you guys look at improving access to kind of locally produced foodstuffs for low-income communities. And I'm wondering if you can give us a sense for this region, how you foresee kind of long-term or short-term impacts of the storm.
Well, you know, what's interesting for us, first of all, you know, I applaud the Obama administration and you know, Governor Cuomo in, you know, extending and revitalizing the food stamp distribution for the month that the storm hit, acknowledging that there are a lot of people living at that poverty level that rely on food stamps for their food, and when they lose their food to a storm like this, they're particularly hard hit. So that was really incredible. Some of our neater stories are that so many farmers markets in general have been open and were able to reopen almost immediately after the storm and provide EBT access, that electronic benefit transfer access to people with food stamps, when bodegas and corner stores and grocery stores, a lot of the traditional places where people went to spend their food stamps, were actually closed and out of power because farmers markets have these battery-operated, non-wired machines. They were able to get up and running and continue to be able to take the food stamp benefits so the people who need the access to food most could actually get it. So it's been pretty incredible. For the longer-term impacts, you know, I think, you know, you had people that were already living near poverty that might not have been relying on these federal benefits that now are completely unemployed as a result of the storm. And there are quite a few people who I think couldn't imagine themselves in a position where they would need federal benefits to be able to feed their family that are going to find themselves in that position. So I think longer-term impacts of Sandy are really going to shine a light on how the food stamp system actually works in times of need, that it is a safety net when people find themselves in a position beyond their control, having to deal with poverty, that there are federal assistance programs set up to at least be able to help them put food on the table for their family.
Wow, I think that's a great point. And I'm hoping maybe you can give us a sense of timeline. You know, if I am in a community that's been particularly hard hit, or my family's been hit, and I find myself in need of access to these benefits, I mean, what is the kind of things I need to know? Where do I go to find out if I'm even eligible? And how long between, you know, when I sign up, can I expect to receive monies to purchase food?
Well, that's a great question, and I certainly appreciate that. Any local Department of Social Services are the departments that are responsible, and the offices that are responsible, and provide sites for folks to go and sign up. What we encourage people to do is to go to the USDA Food and Nutrition Service website to make sure that they have everything they need in hand when they go to sign up, the appropriate amount of pieces of mail, the appropriate identification. Because of this type of activity right now in the areas that were hit hardest, we expect some pretty significant traffic at these offices. So making sure that you have all your ducks in a row, for lack of a better term, is really, really important. And then once you sign up, you usually see your benefits within the month, so 30 days. So Food and Nutrition Services has also had a very, very keen eye on the impacts of Hurricane Sandy, and they're preparing their staffs for increased activity in this region.
Okay. And I'm just, one of the things you guys talk a lot about is kind of increasing the nutritional equivalents, increasing nutrition for the populations you serve. And would you have any recommendations to people who are listening who may be kind of wanting to make some type of donation of food or of money? Or how do they do that with a nutritional component in mind? Are there quick items that are like healthy and nutritionally dense that people should be thinking about?
Yeah, well, what we do with our programs, we're now in 28 states in Washington, D.C., with what we call our double value coupon program. And that's where we raise private money to double the value of food stamp benefits when they're spent at farmers markets on locally grown fruits and vegetables. New York State has its own program, and New York City has its own program called Health Bucks, which is a terrific program. It's very similar to our program, where for every $5 you spend on fruits and vegetables at a farmer's market, you get $2 extra, unlimited. So if you spend $20, you get $8. So it's a great program. So, the city of New York right now just doubled their budget this year. Last year, they gave out $200,000 worth of those $2 vouchers. This year, they're slated to give out $400,000 worth of those vouchers. And they work really hard in a budget that they're constantly trying to whittle and balance, especially, with the everything that's going on with the economy and now this storm. So, you can go to the Wholesome Wave website at wholesomewave.org, or you can reach out directly to the city of New York to donate to their Health Bucks program.
Wow. Michelle, thank you so much for giving us the update from your purview, and we will continue to stay in touch and follow up as our coverage continues.
Hey, I appreciate the shout out and you guys giving us the opportunity to let folks know what some of the services are out there that they can take advantage of to take some of the pain out of the storm.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.